Just playing the number three ranked team in the state.
I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is September 14th. The time is 11:12. This meeting slot time is called immediately following session. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Congresswoman Lemon stepped out of the room for a minute. She will be back to the table shortly. Mr. Beemore, we're glad to see you in our audience today. Would you lead us in a word of prayer today to get our meeting started?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Excuse me. Would you lead us in a word of prayer to start our meeting off with today? We're glad to see you here.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yahweh Bekana, Father God, I've come to you this day with great expectations, Father God. I thank you for this day and allowing me to be here with my people and to engage in some business activities, Father God. We pray for all of our people, and at this time, Father, we pray for all those people back east who are experiencing the devastation of a hurricane and all the lives that it's infecting and everything that it's going to take to make it right for the next several days or weeks or even months, Father God. We pray for those people. We pray for all of our people that we are here representing, and we pray for all those good things. And Father God, we ask you for another day to move forward and keep moving forward each and every day thereafter. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Beemore. We appreciate it. We already did roll call, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Approval of minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes. Did you find something?
Possibly. We're reviewing. Because we're
from 5 to 4 here.
Yeah, I agree. On the 5 years, yeah. It would just be 4.
Congressman Tillman.
Page 2. Motion to reflect 5 yeas and 0 nays. I believe it was 4.
That correction.
Yeah.
So are we ready to move on the minutes then?
Motion to approve the minutes is amended.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none. We have approved minutes. Next item on our agenda today is consideration of ONCA 1848, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $74,083,012 into a steps and alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor. We're going to review section 93, Skyway 36. I'm going to turn the chair over to Congressman Tillman since this is my legislation. I believe that. Okay.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. As mentioned, the next item on the agenda, number 5, Section 93, Skyway 36. I believe this is Assistant Principal Chief Redcorn. You come and join us at the table, please, sir. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Assistant Chief has supplied us with some documents, and we had a brief conversation before, after session and before the meeting, and he realizes that we probably need a little while to digest the information that he's putting on the table. I don't believe he's asking for movement today of this section.
Well, I won't turn it down.
I know you wouldn't turn it down, but I think we had that discussion earlier that you knew that we got these at the last meeting. So, I see that these documents are confidential, so I don't know how much we can discuss in open session. I don't have an executive session.
I know, and may I?
Well, I'm not the chair.
Sorry, may I?
Yes, sir.
I'll be glad.
Thank you, please.
I think we can get through this okay without, there's only one small section of this is actually confidential, but obviously it's incomplete without it. And we'll just skip over that part. I think most members of Congress are aware of which part of that it is anyway, so we just won't distribute this other than in a confidential way. We won't talk about the one small confidential part of what's in there. Would you like for me to, I'm certainly not going to read it, but I would like to scan over it and help everyone understand what we're trying to accomplish with this piece of communication. The short version of this is that over the past 14 months, we've done an awful lot. There's one, two, three, four pages of activity here, single spaced. The contacts we've made, the relationships we've forged, the universities that we've worked with. And after 14 months, and I think the important thing to say here is with almost no resources, other than our sunk cost resources that the tribe has purchased and are inactive in terms of creating revenue, I think we've accomplished a lot. Just going down the list of people that we're working with, Oklahoma State University, University of Tulsa, X-Works on three different projects. X-Works is a cutting-edge technology firm. And out of Tulsa, a guy named Brian Meyer built one successful company, sold it for millions of dollars, started this one. We can go into detail later. The Honeywell Corporation, Shane McKenzie with TSC Environmental. It's probably something similar to what we're trying to do, but they're very advanced. They use drones a lot in their work. Tulsa Community College, the one we're not going to talk about, a drone pilot out of Texas. The UAS Cluster Initiative is the organization that just finished a two-day conference yesterday. I'm splitting time between there and here. It is their first regional conference, I believe. Their second one has been is going up in Salina because it's a two-state conference. The third one we're taking the swing at for the Osage Casino because of Skyway 36. And we believe strongly that our ability to walk out of a conference room and a conference display hall and fly a drone is something that very, very, very few other locations can offer. Arden MC is also a Tulsa company. They do drone survey work for the U.S. government, and we're recently out at Skyway 36 doing a demonstration for Senator Lankford's people. Detail we can go into, but I think it's important, and I am going to go through these with a little bit of detail, just to show you how much we can do with very, very few resources just in the past 2 days. And we let go. This is not shaking hands and talking for 5 minutes. This is shaking hands and talking for an hour or two about what the possibilities are, or being approached by people after we did our presentation with possibilities. One is Robert G. Hurd. He's the managing director of Cimarron Capital Partners. He's been at the forefront of UAS technology in Oklahoma for a long time. He's invested a large sum of his own money in this. He came up and invited the Osage Nation to join a network of drone port owners and operators. He's the chief investor in Vigilant Aerospace. That won't mean much to you folks, but Creighton Epperson owns a company, owns Vigilant, runs it. There are a bunch of investors in that. They are an exclusive licensee of NASA in a technology for detecting void, detecting void systems for drones. They're going to plug all this in to the drones operation, so drones talk to each other when they're in the air so they do not run into each other or larger aircraft. That was probably my favorite part, him inviting us to join that, because he can, a lot of people took this tour on Wednesday, and we took 20 people from the conference through the casino, through the restaurants, but most importantly, through the conference facilities, and then showed them you can walk over and fly your drone in Class G airspace right next door. I was in a panel discussion with J.C. Coffey, who's the executive director of Unmanned Systems for the Cherokee Nation, just to show you how far we are behind. Cherokee Nation has an entire division called Unmanned Systems. He's a lifelong pilot. Also Michael Mitchell from Chickasaw. He's the president of their Defense Logistics Division, does all their government contracting. Not sure what I was doing there, except that they take they've been at 8A for a million years and are tremendously successful at it. They have banks of contracts, both 8A and otherwise, with the federal government. What I tried to do is show that rather than going into that part of it, we're trying to build a place where this kind of activity is welcomed, and that's Skyway 36. We talked about the ranch. We talked about the ranch's assets, especially, and I'm probably repeating myself here, our oil and gas holdings on that property are unique. The fact that one entity owns 43,000 acres of both surface and subsurface, 1,100 wells, 300 saltwater injection wells. All of this means a lot to UAS companies who are testing technologies that go out on those places. Brian Meyer of X-Works, previously mentioned, is one of those. He's working with Scout Energy on the ranch and in two other places, developing a drone that will do the work of pumpers automatically, saving about, by his estimation, 90% of the time it takes for pumpers who hate to walk feeder lines from wells to tank batteries. But the drone does it, examines it, can tell if vegetation's dying, can see heat signatures to see if water's leaking out. Technology is going to take over that part of that business. Anyway, the point was that during the Q&A, after we were there about an hour on stage, during the Q&A, somebody said, why aren't there intertribal drone competitions? And the way the conversation went after that question was, well, there's intertribal language competitions. So we don't know why there couldn't be intertribal drone competitions. JC said, why don't we get together and do that? And I said, that's fine. I think we have a perfect place to hold such a competition at the casino with Skyway 36 right next door. Tony Heberlin is the Chief Communications and Economic Development Officer at Tulsa Tech. He wants a more formal relationship to gain access to Skyway. Their expanding program is down at Jones. It's problematic. They're having to compete with a whole bunch of, that's one of the busiest small craft airports in the United States. And it's hard to fly in those kinds of conditions. So he wants to talk to us about coming out there. I've told the committee previously about our relationship with Tulsa University and Dr. Jeremy Daniels. He runs their heavy vehicle cybersecurity program. They've parked their semi out there. They want to just use our taxiway and the runway to go up and down the road. And test some of these hardware and software issues where people try to hack into an autonomously driven semi-truck. That's what they do. But his conversations with, and I can't even pronounce this name, Kaveh Ashanayi, who's a PhD and a fiscal engineer. He's a department chair and professor. He's an endowed chair in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. He's been drawn into this conversation about expanded presence at TU at Skyway. And the reason for that, if you go and look at TU, they don't have much space. They've built it all out in apartments. They are landlocked. They don't have any place to go. They're trying to go into these fields of unmanned aerial systems and heavy vehicle cybersecurity. They don't have a place to operate. That represents an opportunity to us. And finally, R. Curtis Sparling, he's an instructor and OD Mayor Endowed Chair. I did not get to meet him. He talked to Mark Kirk, Roger State University. He has grants from Google for STEM education, and he organizes something called Aero Games. It's a STEM competition between high schools. We discussed holding the competitions at Skyway 36, provided a proper facility can be obtained. It's an indoor type arrangement. 20 teams have been formed, and the 2008 competition has already been held in Claremore. They're trying to schedule 2019. Why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you all this because we've managed all of this on next to nothing in terms of funding. Next to nothing. What we're doing is we're taking sunk cost assets, real assets, at Skyway and the Ranch, and Oakley, and those other properties that we own around that. And what we're saying is we want to monetize these assets, and the money will go into the commercial property fund. And we're asking for a whole $10,000 because the commercial property fund will not let us buy signage to set up at a show. It won't let us pay for setting up at a show. It won't buy business cards. It won't buy placards. And it won't get us what we need. We're allowed to spend money to enhance what's going on at Skyway in terms of capital assets and infrastructure. But we don't have anything beyond that. So everything that you see that we've accomplished so far, we've accomplished without a dime. So I'd hate to see what happened if we had a little bit of money to work with. That's the bottom line. That's why I'm here, and that's why we're asking for the money.
Any questions from the table or comments?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Excuse me.
I think I have a question.
Trying
to decide. So really what your presentation was about right now was just about for marketing money.
That's it.
Not discussing the business plan for Skyway or anything.
No, but it's in here.
It's in here. So that's why I was questioning, because I see that in your narrative, and I appreciate the list of opportunities and the short narrative on the plan. So I may be off base with my question.
Okay.
Where's the math on your business plan? Where's that piece? Is that something to come later or?
Yes. Okay. Right now, we have had a logo made, and that, I'm going to speak very frankly here. We've had a logo made, and that combined with some travel, some meetings, has resulted in what's here. We still are on the front edge of this, but we think what we're saying is that our activities and the responses to those activities, we believe, prove out what we're trying to do. We need a rate sheet for schools. We need a rate sheet for corporations. Does anybody here think they know how much to charge Honeywell to fly for 5 days over some transmission lines. I don't know that. I would simply be making stuff up. But we have asked a firm with international ties to try to help us price that. They work for the casino, so they're finding that out on the casino's dime. So we're going to have day rates, we're going to have monthly rates, we're going to have yearly rates for access. We all have already talked about the client we're trying to get to move into the property. We have cash flow for doing things at the park through the capital asset fund and its current provisions. But what we don't have is this other piece. We can't design a reliable business plan until we get these figures on paper. I'll grant you that. But I'm telling you, the people that are, we're out on the very front end of an emerging technology. And there's a lot of people in our position that are just throwing darts at the board and trying to come up with something. But they're doing so because they've already made, they're making an investment and going forward in this. What we're trying to do is monetize a bunch of stuff that's laying there, doing nothing, except in certain cases, either costing us to mow or costing us in taxes. It's doing nothing. So are we going to do that? Absolutely. We're right there. When we got the inquiry for the long-term lease at Skyway, we immediately went to the real estate professionals and had them price it. They priced it, and later they went out and did a more thorough inspection. The prices went down a little bit, so we re-quoted those prices. We're in a learning curve here. But the fact that we have made this many contacts, have this many people coming up to us when they find out what we have, bodes very well for our success. We're asking to make a $10,000 investment to help us get a little bit further down the road.
Anyone else have comments, questions? Congresswoman Lightman.
I'm excited that you're excited about this. I think technology is a great industry for us to look to get into. I know you've been working hard. I've been to some of those meetings where we're making connections and relationships for on behalf of the nation for us to look into this industry. And I agree with you. It's the beginning. It's the front edge, cutting edge of it. But I have a few issues, and one which would be, you talk about we've done this, we've done that, need business cards and placards. How are we designating this? Is this a business? Because the Constitution speaks to our enterprises that they're, I know we're boarded to death, but that they're covered by enterprise boards. So I realize that you're trying to get this development going. Personally, this is the way I think that Osage businesses need to develop. I think we need to put our hands in it from the beginning and then launch them into a business entity. I like what I'm seeing, but I want to know, we keep talking about doing business. I think we're stepping on some stones that I'm not familiar with right now.
Okay, you should be familiar with them. And this is my point. And that's a really good question. And I'm really glad you asked it. What's Oakley? Asphalt, PMP Painting, the road crew people that put the, they do road construction work. We're in business. We're not paying any attention to it, we haven't even gone to the trouble of having the lease prices that we charge these people reviewed by professionals. That's what I found out last week.
I definitely agree with you. And we don't have the information on how that property is working for us. If we're losing money on it, if we're making money on it, we don't know that.
I got that information last week.
I'd like to see it.
I would love to show it to you, but that's not germane to what we're doing right this minute. Here's my point. We have a business. Now, I hear what you're saying. Let me try to rephrase your question, and you tell me if it's a fair rephrasing of it. Constitution says if we have a business enterprise, it has a board, they put out an annual plan. Okay. We've never asked that of Oakley, and that stuff goes in the commercial property fund, and Congress's sole way to address that so far is to create the commercial property fund so that it can perpetuate itself
if it pays
the taxes out of it, pays the insurance. You've in essence set up a business there. If you'll go to the third to the last page under recommendations, recommendation number one, we're doing create a budget, a very, very small one for marketing and promotion for Skyway and Bluestem. Number two, create a community development corporation to develop Osage Nation commercial properties using the commercial property fund to support activities and investments. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see three or four of us get on an airplane, go out to Layla. And they have a CDC out there that does business like this. There are other examples out there. I don't want another business board. I'll just tell you right now, I don't want another business board. I think we need another kind of entity that does this kind of work in this kind of management. It's very focused down. Its sole purpose is to monetize and develop and grow what we this nascent business that we have, which is commercial real estate. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm doing it with the help of only two other people. So to answer your question, I don't want another board. The executive branch doesn't want another board. The other option is to amend the commercial property fund to allow us more flexibility in developing a naturally profitable entity utilizing sunk cost assets to generate income. All we're trying to do is make money, people, and without any promotion and without any of these people giving us a dollar yet, that fund is growing. We all wring our hands and rightly so about the LLCs and all of that. Like, I get that. But here we've got something making money almost without help. And if we manage it properly and we get some tools to apply to it, we can make money there. We could pay a dividend to the nation every year off of this. And from the executive branch side, we're willing to.
Congresswoman Stabler. Either way.
It's not really, it's not a question, and it's more of a comment, and I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. This is a lot, and you know, I don't want another business board either. I do not. And I'm kind of like sitting here thinking about it and thinking, well, you know, we're kind of damned if we do and damned if we don't. We want to do something with our property that could make money, which we haven't. Kind of was thinking about, like, when you own land, you don't lease it. It just sits there. That's what we're doing.
Ooh.
I mean,
exactly.
That's what we're doing. And we've been doing it for a long time. And the LLCs are set apart in a way that we're not supposed to influence. We've given millions to some and have gotten nothing back. There's lots of ideas and opinions of what they should be doing to make money, to be trying to give dividends back to the nation. I'm encouraged to. I think that we're taking a leap of faith a little bit, honestly. It's a small number, but I see where Congresswoman Whitehorn is. I see her question. I do. I'm in support of this. Not sure how it's all going to work out, but I also get not having the numbers yet, because these are all just possibilities. And I'll be real honest, I've been with members that are sitting here at this table, yourself included, when we have sat in a meeting and gotten stuff from boards where they didn't even have this much information, and we still appropriated a lot of money to them.
Thank you.
I will say that, where we've gotten the name of a company with a little line drawn to it and a circle around it and absolutely no information. We've gotten more from this little document requesting probably the smallest amount of money that we've seen this session.
And you're welcome to increase it.
Well, I don't know that I'm going to do that, but I'm just saying that's a small amount of money and we've gotten a lot of information. And I know that we have appropriated a whole lot more and gotten a whole lot less information in the past. I'm going to be in support of this. But I am curious of how the details are going to work out. So.
Congresswoman Stewart.
All right. I, too, am really excited about this information that you've brought forward. And a plan is what we've been asking for over and over again for everything that we do. So, but my questions kind of lead back to what they're both saying, though. Whose name's going to go on these business cards? Where's the office going to be? Did you have a position that you took out, or do you still have a position in the executive budget for property management or something to do?
It's the commercial property.
Commercial, okay.
But it's pretty strict and limited. It doesn't allow us
the flexibility. It doesn't allow us the business end of it, because this is beyond leasing, I think. Like I said, I've only read through it once so far, and I see a lot of just lease in it. But I think there's also some conferences and some other, you know, there's some coordination there that with the, I guess, on that side of it, there's just a lot in here.
May I? There's two solid proposals from a Fortune 100 company and an 80-year-old school where they said, here's what we propose to do. So we're not chasing people. Mm-hmm. They're saying, let's do business.
Okay, all right. So,
working out details.
So right now this is being run out of the chief's office.
Correct.
So where's it going to land?
Okay, well, there's a little bit more to it than that. when we started to realize through networking and going to international conferences that we really had something of value, we started looking around, where are we going to put it? Well, I can tell you where it is. It's in the old WIC office in Tulsa, the one they just vacated. When I asked...
at Skyway? At the central?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the old WIC office. That is the location for it. That's an ideal place. You can see the runway. If we have an air boss running drone competitions or something, then they can do it from there. But this is just an example. When we called gaming and said, do you have any, we're gonna bulldoze it. Don't bulldoze it. 3,000 square foot building, heat and air works, doesn't leak, bathrooms work, they were going to bulldoze it. So, like I said, bootstraps, trying to take sunk cost assets and do something with them. I wanted to circle back to the CDC part. The best way to do this, while we can do some business here, as you rightly pointed out, executive branch can lease something to somebody, and that's executive branch business, all fine and good. But if what we're offering to do here is to work with the Congress on the creation of something new, a community development corporation, and that law can set up a lot of structure that you are all saying we need. So we're saying, yes, we need that structure. This is not going to get it. We could do this maybe for another year like this, but that's not going to work. We need a CDC. And it could be operated on a skeleton crew, because my goal is profitability. I mean, we don't need overhead. We don't need any more overhead than we need. I'm sorry, that's enough.
That's okay. You're filling in some blanks for me.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So, I'd like to explore the formation of a community development corporation. Corporation is a business entity. We have a 501c3 corporation that has a board. I'm not pushing for boards. I'm like you, we're boarded to death. We need to figure out how we got to this point and try to consolidate. I believe that 100%. So I'm still trying to constitutionally weigh the direction of a business. I agree we have commercial property. I agree we have commercial property fund. I agree that we have not had an assets manager within our government to review and figure out how those work for us, and this is all good and exciting.
You know there's one in the budget.
I do, yes, and I support that, and we're moving forward with reviewing our properties, looking, and to me it'll help better direct us to where we, when we have capital asset dollars, if we need to purchase, it'll direct us to buy property in a better way that will work for our nation.
With a vision.
With a vision, exactly. I support all of that. I support that as a nation. But when you start talking about business cards and a logo for a company, which is Skyway 36 to some extent, that's where I have my questions. How that works. I know you've done the front end work of it. I get it.
I think what's...
I absolutely get it, and it's exciting. And I'm going to have to hold back a little bit because we require business plans. We're requiring performance. We're making companies come to the table with what are you going to do with the assets you're asking for. And if you're not a developed business yet, to me it's like we're authorizing a business to start without any of the groundwork, the initial, what does this structure look like? We're launching it blind. That's what we're doing. And that gets us in trouble every time. I know this is not germane, but the Community Connect grants, everybody was formed. We launched those blind without a plan. And we're having a lot of trouble figuring out how we're going to step into that. So from my experience, when we launch even things with a little bit of seed money to move forward without a plan, we get 3 years down the road, it's like, oh man, what have we done here? So that's my question. That's
May
my
I respond?
Question.
Mm-hmm. Please. I'm going to be very frank. That's very disappointing. And the reason it's very disappointing is because we're already in this business. We've been in this business from the day gaming bought the Oakley properties years ago. We're already swimming. We're already doing this, and without any real help.
The name Skyway 36 takes it a step further.
Okay.
It does. It's a business. It's not a government entity, though.
It's a place. It's not a business. And I think one of the things we're missing here is the fine lines between a business and a community development corporation. Please go look those up. Mr. Paz probably knows about it because he took political science classes. They're an entity whose job is not to run a business. They're an entity whose job it is to grow a business community. That's a different prospect.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
So I don't necessarily agree with how you are seeing it. I'm thinking, again, this is a lot, so I'm thinking back 4 years ago, and I'm thinking Bird Creek Farms. It's property that we had, nothing was done with it. We decided to do something with it, got the name, and we put money into it. Now, not everyone can agree, you know, it's kind of all over the place. You talk to some people, they love it. You talk to some people, they don't like it. and I'm speaking within the government. But when we put money into it, we weren't really sure. We were not really sure what we were going, like, what would become of it. We talked about, like, a farmer's market. We talked about it producing food for our programs and services. So I wouldn't say that it's, I'm not 100% where, I do not 100% agree when you say we're launching it blind. And that's always gotten us in trouble. I don't 100% do I think that there are some areas that are unknown? Yes, I agree with that. Areas of this that are unknown, we don't know. But I also think that that's what we did with Bird Creek Farms 4 years ago. We weren't sure. We weren't sure, but we put money into it, and we had to have some faith that it was going to do what executive envisioned for it to do. I will be the first to tell you, I think I sponsored that legislation, or I may not have, but I was excited, then I got disappointed, and now it, for me, it has, it's made, I'm on board again with it, but I've also been around when we have gotten produce and items from Bird Creek Farm to help with our dinners. And I see our cooks, our head cooks, and our other OHOs that are, you know, and not just committees, but camps. Not just camps and committees, but families. And so I'm thinking kind of like Skyway. It's not, when you said Skyway is a business, I don't agree with that. I automatically thought Skyway, and then I thought about Bird Creek Farms. It had a name, and that's kind of along the lines of what I'm thinking. So,
Congresswoman Stabler.
Okay, so we're not going to make this a business yet. This is an office. It's a leasing office. Then shall we leave it under the executive as a whoever this person is that we hire? It's a Osage Nation Community Development Corporation or office or properties leasing office, or if you want to leave it there.
May I answer, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Right now, you're exactly right. We are leasing through the executive branch the same way we do every bit of property we own, because this Congress, in past iterations, has invested millions of dollars in pasture land and wooded areas throughout Osage County. We manage those leases. We manage the hunting and fishing. We manage the pasture leases. Mm-hmm. This is just different because we have buildings on it. Let me finish. Okay. So, obviously, when it comes to that kind of property, we don't know whether the CDC, depending on what the CDC's purpose is, right. if they supplant this, then Skyway 36 is going to be a brand name, not a company, a brand name that the CDC uses to market these properties and expand it, develop it, create infrastructure, and do other things with it. The CDC is whatever we want it to be under Osage law. That's a very important point to remember here. And it's, and my only point is, it's not going to be a Section 14, what I call Section 14 businesses as we know them. It's going to be something different. Its purpose is to grow.
That being the case, I think the heartburn comes for all of us, or for me it did, the fact that it's called Skyway 36. Because that's you've been branding that piece of property as Skyway 36. And yet we're talking about the ranch and other lease properties and other entities that the nation holds. If it's that, and if it's that person that we start with, this one person, and that's what he or she's going to manage or handle or promote or market, then I can support that. I think if we were, that's where I went right away. With Skyway 36, you're talking about that building and that runway, and that's what you were taking on. But now I understand it's a lot of properties. And it's a management position.
It's as much or as little. I mean, Skyway 36 doesn't care about pasture leases. Okay, think of it this way: this person, if we get this budget passed, we get this property management expert, it's a very well-paid position, if we get this person in this position, then Skyway is a brand that they use as they try to develop this until we get, provided the Congress wishes to do so, a community development corporation structured and built to go forward.
Why can't we just call it?
Because the CDC is going to take a little while. We're just asking you to put some fuel in our tank for a few months so we have something to work with while we start to research the right kind of CDC to put in place here. And that's going to be a collaborative effort between the Congress and the executive branch. It has to be. And rather than worry about, well, where are we going to get the money? We already know where the money is coming from. You're going to have to rework the commercial property fund to allow somehow the coordination of those funds, which are growing. She knows how much. Congresswoman knows how much money is in the commercial property fund. Does anybody care to guess how much it was 2 years ago and how much it is today? $450 a year ago, $1,000,001 today.
Let's move here. Congresswoman Lightman.
Agreed that the commercial property fund has grown, but I think we need to me, viewing this all, the lines are very blurred. The tribal assets manager, well, let me start with this, because we have new members that probably don't know. For years, we've had this discussion, maybe not as in-depth as we should, about what happens with our grazing leases. That is not considered commercial property. That's considered ag property. That the money we realize from our grazing leases, especially if it's on restricted property or trust property, does not go into the commercial property fund. To my knowledge, that's what I've always been told. Are you going to tell me something different today?
I suggest you go read the commercial property fund.
I have read the commercial property fund, but the reality of it is that those monies go into IIM accounts. They don't go into the commercial property fund.
I'm not even talking about individually owned properties. I'm only talking about tribally owned properties.
Commercial, tribally owned property. You're not.
If the nation, okay, let me ask you this. Let's get this squared away.
I've tried to get it squared away, and I've been told that the grazing leases, ag leases, do not go into the commercial property fund, is what I've been told. Have I been told wrong?
I'll have to go double check, but my last reading, and I'm pretty frazzled right now, my last reading is that the language of the commercial property fund puts tribally owned pasture leases in the commercial property. It treats ag leases as commercial property. Well,
the reading of it and the actuality, if that's really happening, because I have asked those questions before. It's my understanding that the only monies that are going into the commercial property fund are over down by our Tulsa casinos.
I'll find out.
And we need to find that out and look at the accounting of that. So, I'm going to get back on topic. So, do I think all that needs to happen and I'm excited to get that straightened out, because you're right, we do have assets as a government. So to me, this is branding a place. We've named Bird Creek Farms, but that's always been presented as a government entity that's here to serve our government. This, on the other hand, is being presented at the table as government commercial property we own that we're going to market and produce income for people leasing airtime, runway space, property. I think it's all good. I just think we need to define it a little more clearly for me to be comfortable with it. So other members are going to feel in a different way. We launched this, we're saying we're in business.
Thank you. Assistant Chief, just some comments, some quick questions with you. What's the time frame on this before these people get impatient with us? Is there a timeframe? You were there with them, you met them. Are they patient? Are they're ready to move? And if we're, you know, if we're tying things up, but in your opinion, is there?
I'll quote the real estate professionals who Byron quoted when he sat here the last time. Time kills deals. Mm-hmm. Any number of things can happen while you're waiting for a deal to happen. Time kills deals. You're asking me a question I don't know the answer to. I have commercial property here in Pawhuska. I can tell you about that, but it's been steady state for decades, mm-hmm. almost. So this is something asking, it's an unfair question. I appreciate the question.
I just wonder if you had a pulse from those folks. I do. Because I know people like Honeywell and these names that you have listening here, they're business people. And
we have proposals from, like I said, an 80-year-old educational institution, everybody here knows who that is, and Honeywell. Those are the people who are doing us proposals. We're working them. We're working them in good faith.
The other is the Cherokee and the Chickasaw were in attendance as well. And their business compass is, well, it is what it is. It's very, very good. Very, very good. It's not great, if not great. And they see opportunity. Was there any indication from either one of those two tribes that, because they have the money to go build a drone facility probably tomorrow and start on it.
And they're not.
And you have to be careful with that. I'm just making a comment.
I understand that. And we have had the same idea. But tell me what it will cost for them to, is it going to pay them to go do that? Let's go down that road.
Okay.
Let's go to Ramon. Big open spaces. Casino right there on Highway 75. Excellent location. Do you think Cherokee can make a business proposition based on the fact that they have a casino right there and an airport right here? No, because they have to go build the airport. The only reason I'm sitting here is because the Osage Nation, through accident or design, has a set of assets that point directly this direction.
Right. One thing, and I'm excited, and I'm excited because of what Congressman Whitehorn said. It is.
I hope we're $12,000 worth of excitement.
Well, please, I just wondered, you know, if $12,000, if it was $12 million, we'd be in a different conversation.
We would.
But money's money. Any amount of money that you ask, and we've always asked our programs to have plans, budgets, everything presented. And the thing that, you know, you'd said all we're trying to do is make money. You commented that early in the meeting. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to do. And we've been trying to make money here for many, many years and haven't been real successful in that. And I don't want to go down that road. The thing right now that is making money is the casino. The property that they're sitting on is presenting opportunities, and I think we'd be foolish not to explore those opportunities that we have. And I think you've started to open some doors. It's a small amount, and I'm just saying, we approve this. I know there's more to come. I know there will be more to come.
Unless
but someday, eventually, we've got to do something successful. And here's the other part.
In a diverse way.
Yeah. In a diverse way, but though who leads those negotiations and the people that sit across the table from those people, that concerns me because of our past track record. Now, if we hire someone, a negotiator, a business person to do that talking for us, has that ever been a consideration?
I think we're right back to the CDC at that point. I'll just tell you, in my head, the CDC has a director or an appointed person that runs it, and that's it.
Okay, that's fair.
That's what's in my head.
Okay. And we stated it's early. You came over today, and that's good information.
Let me make one more comment,
sure.
Then I'll be happy to close. I hope everybody reads all of this. We've had these meetings. I sat for an hour and a half, and as chair, you very patiently let me lay out a whole lot of this a couple of meetings ago, and members of Congress that were not on the committee did not bother to attend. And then to receive critique from those same members gives me heartburn. The point that I'm trying to make is that if we have got this far, know this many people, have networked this far, and have two solid proposals on the table coming our direction, that shows you what we've done in 14 months. I know you're not telling us to stop doing this. I don't hear a single person say, please stop doing this until you get a plan. All of these contacts have informed what our plan needs to be. I've already told you we have six educational institutions that have approached us. We did not approach them, they approached us. That to me is a natural market. We've got the commercial property fund. When you say, you know, you're going to want more money, the money's there. The money's there and you aren't touching it, and it's growing. So that's going to take us a long way down the road. All we're asking for is a little fuel in our tank so we can get more solid proposals on the table that will make us money. That's what we're asking to do.
Understood. Committee?
I make a motion.
Not a relinquish. But are we through?
I was going to move to postpone to the call of the chair.
I was going to move to make a motion to have the minutes reflect that Section 93 of ONCA 1848 has been considered and accepted.
Is that a motion?
Second.
Motion and a second for discussion. Congresswoman Stabler.
I agree with you. Don't stop. Don't stop. This is a good thing to keep going on. But I think the branding of it right now is a little early. That's my only thing. I guess I'll stop there.
Still in discussion, Congresswoman Whiteman.
I agree with Congresswoman Stabler. I think this is premature. I think that we have heard that we're going to do a highest and best use study, master plan for around our casino areas. I think this is a major part of that, but I would like to see the planning and the information and the data presented instead of moving forward with this good information that's been provided to us, but it doesn't give us a total picture. I still have questions about business entities and community development corporations. I'm not ready to say yes right now, so I don't support moving this out right now.
So motion with a second. Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Motion passes.
Move to adjourn.
We need
to make a motion to.
Yeah.
But I'll second.
We'll carry them to the next agenda.
Okay. Second.
Appreciate it, committee. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, too.
You bet.
Motion on the floor, and this is, was there a second?
Sure, right here.
All those in favor say yes.
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 I'm hungry.
There is food back there in the back.
And I didn't even get to have breakfast yet.
Plenty of food. Ooh, you're going to eat good then.
I've been feasting on fat.
To send that section 93. Got the corn bag.
Should I get the program?
Let me take you.
Yeah. You're getting the airport.